Cassie and Mina fall into step beside each other, and Olivia's right behind them, in her own world, texting. I step onto the escalator and lean into the handrail, trying not to look like a sheep that lost its herd. Molly Peskin-Suso, disoriented introvert, alone in the wild. Until I look up and realize, I'm not actually alone. The hipster boys are a step below me on the escalator. I accidentally lock eyes with the redhead, who asks,
"Why do you look familiar?"
"I don't know."
"Well, I'm Will."
"I'm Molly."
"Like the drug,"
says Bangs. "Like the drug. Like I'm a person you would associate with drugs." The train pulls into the station almost as soon as we step off the escalator, and we have to sprint to catch it. I slide into a seat, leaving room for Cassie, but she plops down next to Mina. Olivia settles into the seat beside me instead. And then, moments later, Mina's hipster boys drift toward us. Bangs is reading something on his phone, but the red-haired guy grips the pole and smiles down at us. I look up at him. "Will, right?" "Okay. So he's cute. He's a tiny bit really extremely cute."
"Good memory,"
he says. And then Olivia introduces herself, and there's this weird hanging pause. I wish I were the kind of person who knows how to fill a silence. I'm not. Olivia's definitely not.
"Oh, and this is Max,"
Will says after a moment. Bangs glances up from his phone with a tiny smile.
"What's up?"
"And, he's cute too. Except, no. I'd actually describe him as hot. He's one of those guys who's so hot, he's not even cute. But he should rein in the bangs."
"So, who does Molly look like?"
Will asks, staring me down.
"Sorry, but it's driving me crazy."
Max appraises me, pressing his lips together.
"No idea. She seriously looks like someone."
"Actually, I get this a lot. I think I must have one of those stupidly generic faces. Weirdly, three entirely unrelated people have told me I look like this particular teen actress from the 70s, though I'm sort of a fat version of her. And strangers are always telling me I look like their cousin or someone from their summer camp. It freaks me out just a little bit. Like, there's this part of me that wonders whether I actually am related to all these cousins and camp friends." Here's the part where I should probably mention that Cassie and I are sperm donor babies. So that's a thing in my life, that tiny niggling idea that everyone I meet might actually be my half-sibling.
"I'm just going to gawk at you until I figure it out,"
Will says. Across the aisle, Cassie snorts, and I suddenly realize she and Mina are watching us. They look extremely entertained. Heat rises in my cheeks.
Okay, I say, blinking.
The train slows to a stop, and Olivia stands.
"Well, here's Chinatown."
"That's us, too,"
Will says. I guess that's not surprising. Half the world gets off here to transfer. The doors spring open, and Cassie and Mina trail behind us as we step onto the platform. Cassie's typing something into her phone.
"Where are you guys headed?"
Will asks, still staring a little too hard at my face. "Tacoma Park, Red Line?"
"Oh, okay. Opposite direction. We're Bethesda,"
he says.
"So, I guess this is goodbye."
I never really know the protocol for this kind of situation. It's like when you're in line at a store and a grandma starts telling you all about her grandchildren or her arthritis, and you smile and nod along. But then it's your turn to check out, so you're just like, "Okay, well, goodbye forever." Which is kind of tragic, if you really think about it. There's a little computer sign that says how long you have until each train gets in. Red Line to Glenmont arrives in 10 minutes. That's us. But the Red Line train to Shady Grove is basically pulling in now. Will and Max and Mina leap up the escalator to catch it. By the time we reach our platform, their train has already left the station. So, that's it.